Hello, and welcome to the Digital Afterlife podcast, brought to you by The Digital Beyond. I'm your host, Evan Carroll. Over the next few episodes, we'll interview many of the leaders in the digital death and afterlife arena. Today's edition was recorded at Digital Death Day 2010, where we interviewed Jeremy Toman, the CEO and founder of Legacy Locker. He was kind enough to talk with us about his impressions of Digital Death Day and discuss what's next in this arena. And now to our interview. So Jeremy, tell me what the sort of biggest takeaway you have from the conference is.
So far, what I found kind of most interesting is the span of industries that the topic of quote, digital death covers. So we have lawyers here, funeral directors here. We have obviously other people doing services like Legacy Locker, folks like yourself, and people from kind of all walks of life as it pertains to the notion of online identity and then the death of such. So I thought that was really great just to hear so many different perspectives.
It really is great to have all these perspectives here in one room. And it's starting to enlighten me on where some of the thinking is in the industry and where we might be going. Do you have any thoughts about where the digital afterlife industry is going?
Sure. So we just had, you and I were in this really fascinating debate about the notion of what is there such a thing as storing too much of one's legacy? Is that, if I take, I have thousands of pictures of my kids, as I've said a few times, is that ridiculous or is that just perfect? And I think there's almost no debate that people are going to have to make sense out of it all. In other words, we are creating so much noise that someone's got to come along and make some signal out of it. And I think there's going to be business implications, personal implications, privacy implications. And I think as I look to the future, it's I think services like what we do will become more commonplace and hopefully required by a lot of different types of organizations. It'll be those deciding what to do next where it gets really fascinating.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you for taking the time to answer a couple questions for me and look forward to seeing you in the future.
Thanks a lot. We'll hope to see you at another such event.
We hope you enjoyed today's Digital Afterlife podcast interview with Jeremy Toman, CEO and founder of Legacy Locker. In our next episode, you can look forward to hearing from another Digital Afterlife entrepreneur, Nate Lustig from Entrusted.